and welcome to my podcast on batteries. I will be talking today specifically about how batteries are recycled, why we should be recycling them, and hopefully by the end of this podcast, you will be convinced to recycle your own batteries. So I know this happens to many people. You get new batteries, you take them out, you're sitting there with your batteries, and you're like, what do I do with them? You know somewhere in your mind that you gotta be doing something special with them, right? Like your mom's probably told you to don't throw them in the trash or something, but you can't quite remember exactly what you're supposed to do. Just the other day, I bought new AA batteries to replace the batteries in my calculator, and I took them out and I replaced them, and then I was sitting there with my batteries and I was like, okay, now what? The simple answer is that you should be recycling them, not throwing them in the trash, but it can be a little more complicated than that. So first, before I get into actually recycling batteries, I want to talk about what batteries really are and how they work. Batteries are all around us today in 2020. They power the laptop I'm recording on, they power my phone, they power so many different things, but we never really stop to consider how do these batteries actually work. So batteries work because they convert chemical energy to electrical energy. The most common batteries we use are called dry cell batteries, and these are filled with different chemical pastes, so lots of different metals like manganese, nickel, zinc. So the metal oxidizes, and when it oxidizes, it sends a flow of electrons from the cathode to the anode, and this flow of electrons is known as electricity, and so that's actually what powers everything. And so the batteries die when all of the metal is oxidized and there's no more electrons that can be sent to the anode. When we recharge a battery, that's basically just reversing the oxidation reduction cycle by plugging it into a power source, and then that power source drives the electrons back in the reverse direction. And that we see that by plugging our computer chargers or our phone chargers into an outlet. But some batteries cannot be recharged. They're only single use. A lot of batteries can be recharged, but those don't last forever, and over time, as we recharge things, irregularities occur, and the battery eventually dies completely and can't be recharged. So there's a lot of different types of batteries, and they all use the same general chemical reaction principle to work. So we have batteries like alkaline batteries, and these are the most common ones we see that we put in our TV remotes, our calculators. And these usually are a combination of manganese oxide and zinc. And this is a good material because it's really cheap and it's convenient, but it can't really be reversed. And then there are similar types like nickel metal hydride, and these can be rechargeable, so they'll last longer, but it uses other types of materials that are maybe not as readily available. And then a really common battery we use are lithium ion batteries. And these are batteries that we get in our phones, in our computers, in cars. And these are great because they're rechargeable and they can be recharged a lot and not have as many irregularities because they don't have to be fully drained before they're recharged. Lithium ion batteries are really good and used more and more today because lithium, the element, only has one valence electron, so it tends to want to give away that electron. So it has the highest electrochemical potential, which is 3.04 volts, whereas zinc has more of an electron potential of 0.76 volts. The proper disposal of batteries is incredibly important because humans use batteries for everything. I mean, hundreds of billions of batteries are used. So it's really important as to how we dispose of these to not increase waste. So the number one rule is don't throw away your batteries in your general trash. We should be recycling batteries. It's important to do this because not only does recycling allow us to recover non-renewable sources such as lead, cadmium, nickel, steel, zinc, but also because it keeps that toxic waste out of landfills, and in general, we keep more stuff out of landfills, which is always a positive. if we put these batteries in landfills, not only can they battery acid leak into our groundwater, but also some batteries like lithium iron batteries can explode or catch fire if they're damaged or overheated. And burning landfills isn't exactly the best way to recycle. So the best way to recycle is not really to throw those batteries just in your recycling in your house where you put your plastic bottles, but it's to keep those batteries like in a jar or something. And then once you get enough, you can mail them to a recycling center that specifically recycles batteries. Okay, so now let's talk about what actually happens at these recycling plants. And it's important to know that batteries are 100% recyclable. So that means if we recycle them properly, we should be able to create zero waste. All right, so you've sent your batteries or dropped them off at a recycling plant. What happens now? So I watched a few YouTube videos and I condensed how batteries are recycled into kind of four general steps. Okay, so stay with me here. Step one is sorting. Batteries have a lot of different types of materials in them, so you have to be sorting them according to the type of metal or whatever they have in them before you go any further. Step two, personally my favorite, is shredding. Batteries basically get loaded into a huge industrial shredder and just get torn apart into their principal components. Then step three is the magnets, and these separate the different parts into, for alkaline batteries, it would be zinc and manganese concentrate, steel, and then paper and plastic mixture. Step four is reusing. So the zinc manganese can be used for many things like fertilizer, medicine, and can even be made into new batteries. The steel can be remelted and used in pretty much anything, a lot of stuff in construction and rebar. And then the plastic and paper mixture gets sent to a paper plastic recycling center. Currently, alkaline batteries, the ones that we see, you know, AA, AAA, CED, are what gets recycled the most, which is great. But there are other batteries that we've started to use more and more, like lithium ion batteries, and only 95% of lithium ion batteries end up in landfills. The thing about lithium ion batteries is that they must be fully drained before they are recycled. And this is mainly for like laptops and phones batteries. Cars are a little different and easier to take out. However, lithium ion battery recycling has begun to increase a little bit more in the United States. Places like Li-Cycle have done 100% recovery successful for cobalt, lithium, and other materials. And their goal is to recycle 250 tons of batteries per year, which would be awesome. So the important question, now that climate change is incredibly prominent, is how do we increase the recycling of batteries? So the first thing we need to do is just we need to educate. We need to get info out to people on how to recycle, because most people don't know. I think this could be done by putting information on batteries, on packaging, so that when people buy them, they know what to do when they throw the other ones out. Additionally, I think we just need to make battery recycling more available. I think we need to have an increase in mail-in availability and ease to do so, along with more centers and drop-off places that one can recycle batteries. And just another note, I think we need to make batteries easier to disassemble. A lot of recycling places have trouble disassembling batteries, which can cause complications in the recycling process. Actually, in Switzerland, there's a tax on the sale of batteries, which goes towards providing the battery recycling, which I think could be a really smart idea that we could implement. Okay, so this is what we really wanted to hear. You buy your new batteries, you take them out, you put them in, you've got your old batteries sitting here. What do you do now? Okay, so first you're going to keep them, and then when you have enough batteries that you're ready to get rid of, you can mail them to a recycling place that will recycle them. It will cost money to pay for shipping or to get a box to send them in, but that will go towards paying to the operation of recycling. If you'd like to drop them off, you can actually go online, and there's a few places you can go to. One of these is earth911.com, and you can go up to the top right where it says where to recycle, and then on the left panel you can hit batteries, and then click the batteries that you wish to recycle, enter your zip code, and they'll give you a few places where you can go to recycle your batteries. If you're having trouble doing this, you can always just contact your local hazardous waste or solid waste, and they can give you some places where you can go to recycle your batteries. All right, so that concludes my podcast. Thank you for listening. I've hoped you've learned a thing or two about battery recycling, and most importantly, I hope you now understand how to properly recycle your batteries. Thanks for joining in. It's a magic number.